Hare Krishna. Spirituality transforms our journey into an odyssey. Odyssey refers to a long, eventful, adventurous, often dangerous journey towards a glorious destination. Now, all of us go on journeys from one place to another at various times in our life. But we may not realize that life itself is a journey. And the way we evolve in our thinking, in our living, in our interacting, the way what we become as life progresses, as we move from childhood to youth to old age, all this is actually a shaper of our influence. It is a determiner of our destiny. So, our life itself is a journey. At the same time, this journey is itself often purposeless. We are driven sometimes by stray desires. So, shariram yadavapnoti yachapi utkramati ishvarah grihitvaitani sanyati vayurgandhani vashayat. The Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter says in the 8th verse that the soul moves from one body to another body. So our journey extends not only in this life, but also from one life to another life. This is called as transmigration. Migration is when birds move from one place to another with the change of seasons. Transmigration is when people move, when souls move from one body to another body. So when this transmigration happens, the soul moves from one body to another body based on what? The conceptions of life it has acquired. Gruhitvaitani sanyati vayurgandhani vashayat. If the wind passes over a foul smelling area, the wind becomes foul smelling. If the wind passes over a fragrant area, it becomes fragrant. So like that, the soul, depending on whatever circumstances and whatever it finds itself in externally and internally, that means the society in which the soul finds itself and the mentality that the soul cultivates, both of them determine the consciousness, and that consciousness goes to the next life. So in this way, we have a journey. It is often a turbulent and tragic journey where we suffer the traumas of old age, disease and death again and again in many lifetimes. But when we understand life's spiritual dimension, when we understand our own eternal spiritual identity, and we understand that our eternal relationship is with the all-attractive Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, then our heart gets transformed. Then we are redirected from this world towards Krishna. Then thus we actually move closer and closer to Krishna. And even if that proximity to Krishna in terms of attaining his abode takes time, still we move closer to Krishna in our intention, in our aspiration, in our devotion. And that purpose of moving closer to Krishna also brings us close to him, because he's already close to us in our heart. So spirituality enables us to transform our journey into an odyssey. As we come closer and closer to Krishna, we understand that all the events, the adventures and misadventures that happened in our life, they were not pointless. They were all purposeful. They were all purposefully shaping our heart and our consciousness so that it could be connected with Krishna, and so that we could find ultimate fulfillment in love for Krishna. So this, which is our aspiration to love Krishna, which is our heart's innermost aspiration, is love. And love directed towards an eternal object alone brings lasting fulfillment. So it is this love which we want for turning towards Krishna, and Krishna offers us this love. So in this way, we move onwards towards Krishna and attain Krishna. So spirituality transforms our journey into an odyssey with the supreme destiny of eternal ecstatic love for Krishna. Thank you.